is the day which the Lord has made. We will and be glad in it. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, if you would turn today. We're going to the book of Daniel, chapter 6. And as you turn to Daniel, chapter 6, over the last week, a little longer than that I've been here, a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on in the church, in the world, all kinds of crazy stuff. My wife and youngest son and daughter took a trip out to Idaho. They returned. It was a great time with my mother-in-law. They took her with her, or with them, so that was a great time. I spent a couple days with my twin brother while they were gone, and we took a road trip. We got as far as Tulsa. That's about as far as we get with each other, probably. But really, we had a good time in Tulsa. That's where we were last week. But a lot of things going on. New York prison escapees. One of them captured, well, killed, okay, found, let's say that. I came back to the news that Bob Berry Jr. had died. I thought, man, I didn't know he was sick, and then found out what had happened to him. That was tragic to hear that. A lot of things going on in prayer, faith, world outreach, in the church body. A lot of prayer requests coming out. A lot of prayers answered. A lot of surgeries scheduled. A lot of surgeries took place. A lot of things going on. And before we get into our message today, I want to take just an opportunity to pray, because we have a lot of healing that is expected and requested on behalf of the people here, prayer of faith. And as godly people, the Bible says we will pray for them. So let's just take a minute to pray for those. Heavenly Father, we just lift up those in our congregation that are sick. And God, right now I'm just coming to you for those that are physically sick. Lord, we have many people in this congregation that are physically sick and just seeking out treatment and surgeries and healing. And God, we're just coming on behalf of them. We're partnering with them, coming along with them. And we come seeking answers to our prayers. We come with expectation, Lord, that you can do anything. By men, we seem to set limitations, but with God, nothing is impossible. And God, we just partner with them, and we come along as a church body and a church family and lift them up today. All those that are seeking medical treatment, that are waiting on that, are waiting on answers, waiting on surgeries, those that have been through it and still seeking answers, Lord, we lift them up today. In Jesus' name, amen. That's a little bit about what we'll be talking about today in Daniel. In chapter 6, we know this is where Daniel goes into the lion's den. And I'm going to point out four different things I want you to hear about in those things, in what we read in chapter 6. And we'll just be in chapter 6, and that's it. We read about Daniel a while back, and we read about the fiery furnace that the men went through and how they came out. And today we're going to be looking at Daniel as he's thrown into the lion's den. So in Daniel chapter 6, verse 1, it starts out and says, "It pleased Darius to eat." To set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might set or might give him an account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. So Daniel's found favor with Darius, and he's over this kingdom. And he came from a very difficult background in the kingdoms and the various things. The kings were there, and then they were overthrown and different things happened. So he's found favor here. And in verse 3, it says, "Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was with him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm." So an excellent spirit was with him. And sometimes we look at people and say, why do they get all the blessings? Well, probably they're behaving pretty well. Sometimes that doesn't mean that bad people don't get a lot of riches by the way they do business. But in this particular case, it says an excellent spirit was in him and around him. Verse 4 says, "So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom." They didn't like that he was going to be in charge. So they set him, they start to plot against him. How can we get him and get him out of our way, because he's going to ruin what we've got going on? Probably some things not going right there. So they want some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful. Nor was there any error or fault found in him. One of those goody-two-shoes, some people call them. Oh, they're goody-two-shoe. They always do everything. Well, the Bible has a different word. It's Daniel and it's Job and it's people like them. that the enemy can't find anything against them. What they do is right. Their day-to-day business is right. Their business dealings is right. The way they deal with their family, it's all right. So it's hard to find fault in those people. And verse 5 says, then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. A lot of gods going on back then. A lot of gods going on these days too, just in case you were curious. We have different gods. It's vehicles. And a lot of times, who we are is what we drive, what we wear, what we put on as far as makeup or jewelry, clothing. We have a lot of gods. The house we live in, the type of things we have in our home, how big they are, what brand they are. We still have a lot of gods today. But these gods are different. And they're talking about his God in heaven that he serves. So they want to find a charge against him. It says, so these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. Nice to go in front of the king and start singing praises to him, right? As they get ready to ask a favor of him to do in Daniel. Said, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, all of a sudden they're making him almost a god, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign this writing so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter. Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. So I want to point out a couple things here. Be careful when a throng of people come to you and say, oh, you're the best. By the way, I need you to sign this. They came singing praises to him and said, hey, sign this decree. So that peer pressure, young people. I see young people all over the congregation. I'm just kidding. Younger people are teens and whatever. Peer pressure is a powerful thing. Be careful when your friends start saying, hey, come here, hey, come here, hey, come here. Think about this. Let's go here. Let's do this. Now, for the most part, when it pertains to church and Bible study and those things, listen up. It's those people that try and keep you from those things that you need to watch out for. Well, Bible study, that ground zero, you're going to that again. When they try and pull you away from your God, you've got to watch out for them. Adults, same thing. When your pillow starts talking to you in the morning, it says, really, you're going to church again? And it starts talking to you. Just get away from that pillow and get up. So the first thing I want us to pay attention to today in reference to Daniel is when life is moving along smoothly for you, or so-so at least, if so-so is the best it gets for you, but if life is going along and you think this is pretty good, be aware you may hit a pothole in that road. And with the weather we've had, there's a lot of potholes, and some just get bigger and bigger and bigger. You may hit a pothole, or worse yet, when life is going along and you think, this can't get any better. This is great. And then all of a sudden it comes to an end, and you think, oh, what happened? If not a pothole, there could be a detour. And Daniel hasn't seen it yet, but he's got someone plotting against him. And they're putting a detour in his path. Be prepared for it. So we move on in chapter 10. King Darius has signed the decree. If anyone does this, they're being cast into the den of lions. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, listen what he did. With his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. So he didn't let someone come along and say, you don't need to do this. Oh, there's a decree, you can't serve God. Many of our young people, again, I've heard over the years, oh no, man, I'll serve God till whatever. I'm in. First sign, what do they call it? The fumes. The car fumes or the perfumes. They're gone. They were in till something else caught their eye, caught their attention, and then they were gone. But he did this as was his custom since early days. Set early on, young people, what you're going to do, who you're going to serve, and how you're going to do it. Set early on your standard for serving your God. Remember when we went to Falls Creek? And I came back and I told you guys a story about the chicken strip. What is your chicken strip? What will you exchange that commitment you made to God for? Is it a chicken strip? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? Is it just simply TV or video games? What will you trade your commitment to God for? Verse 11 says, "Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" So they ask this question right off the bat, and they think, we've got a problem here. The king answered and said, "The thing is true. I've signed that decree. Of course I have. According to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter." They couldn't take it back. So they answered and said before the king, "That Daniel, that one that you find so great, you want to set him over everything. That Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you. O king, or for your decree, he shows no regard, but makes his petition three times a day." And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, upset, of course, that he had signed a decree, and now one of the guys he loves dearly is caught up in it, and he knows he cannot change that. And he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, "Oh, by the way, O king, now, O king, that is the law of the Medes and the Persians, that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed." So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to David, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Amazing. As you take someone to say, "Man, I want to set you over everything. But I've done this and I can't take it back. Here you go." I want you to think for just a minute. Has anyone in your life ever done that to you? Said, "Man, I love you, but I've got to do this. But," he told them, "your God, whom you serve, will deliver you." That's a tough place to be in for either side, I imagine. Then the stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his signet ring and the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. So they put that seal up there, and he put his stamp on it so nobody could change that and get Daniel out of there. The first thing we looked at, you may hit potholes and you may hit a detour. The second thing is, there are consequences for your actions. You know, young Christians a lot of times, and I don't mean by age, I mean by maturity level, a lot of times say, "Wait, if God forgives me, why does this still haunt me?" There are still consequences for your actions. And they may follow you for a very long time. Now, in this thing, what I want us to realize is there are consequences for your actions or the actions of others. I'm sure we've all had consequences of the actions of others. Anyone ever been in a wreck with someone else driving? Those are consequences for the actions of somebody else. Somebody else in class was yelling and screaming and doing whatever, the whole class had to suffer. there are consequences for your actions or the actions of others that may affect you. Same thing there. Be prepared for it. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. He had no musicians brought up that night. And then it says his sleep went from him. Very restless night. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he had come to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. And the king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God. Can you imagine on the other side of that stone? Has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? And I just picture him standing there. I mean, lions, when they go to eat, and you throw meat down there, usually they don't look at it and go, I'm a little full, I'll wait. It's pretty instant. So he did that the day before. And the next morning he's asking if his God has delivered him from the lions. And I don't know how quick Daniel waited. But Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Pardon me. While I try and get over my cold here. And I think that's important. O king, I have done no wrong before you. But again, he had to face consequences of others, even though he was good. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him because he believed in his God. So the third thing I want us to remember out of this story, the first one, again, you may hit a pothole or a detour in your life. The second one, there are consequences for your actions or the actions of others that may affect you. And the third thing, our God will deliver us. My God can deliver you. Your God can deliver me. Our God can deliver us from whatever we're going through. He's capable of anything. And I think sometimes we can read it, we can hear it, but we just don't quite believe it. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands if you ever question that, but I just know that we question. I get the Bible says this, but man, can that God really deliver me from whatever I'm going through? In my family, addictions, abuse, pain and suffering, hurt, illness. He can. He can. And then in closing, as we prepare for our baptisms, I want you to listen to the final thing here. In verse 24 of Daniel, it said, and the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel. What did they do with them? They cast them into the den of lions. But not just them. It says them, their children, their wives, and the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. If we can have those being baptized, come on up. We're going to prepare for that. That's not the end of the message. That's just note for them to come on up here so we can prepare for that. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth. And I missed that before. I've read this many times. But I never really paid attention to it. I know, sad admission there. But I never paid attention that he wrote to all peoples, to all nations, and to all languages that dwell in all of the earth. Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. He's very specific about which God, the God of Daniel. For he is a living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Final thing, when God delivers you, honor him. We talked a few weeks back when we came back from Falls Creek and we had a nice celebration. And I said, we need to celebrate God. We need to say thank you, God, a lot. I see some heads nodding back there. Thank you for remembering that. When Jesus walked the earth, he did some healings and some things. And not everyone said thank you, but a few people said, thank you, Jesus. When God delivers us from whatever we're going through, we need to honor him, and we need to thank him, and we need to give him glory and honor and praise. The Bible tells us many times not to boast in ourselves, but boast in the King of Kings who enabled us to do it, who gave us the gift to do these things, who put us in the right situation for these things to happen. Celebrate him. Serve him. We're having an opportunity in just a few minutes for five young people to show their love for Christ. And I think that's pretty amazing. As we look at the story of Daniel in this particular setting, and the different things that happened with him, I want to recap real quick. When life is moving along, you may hit a pothole or a detour. Be prepared for that. Be prepared for that. Daniel knew what to do when they made that decree. What did he do? He went up in his room, did the same thing he always did. He prayed to his God. He worshiped his God. He just continued on because he set that path. When those consequences of your actions or the actions of others come and they affect you, be prepared for that. How will you handle it? When it's actions of somebody else, we have to be very careful how we respond to that. If somebody's caused us harm or hurt us, that's consequences we have to go through because of their actions. We have to pray and make sure we have the right mindset for those things. Our God, those of us that are believers, our God will deliver us and can deliver us. Be prepared for that. And when he delivers you, give him thanks, honor him, serve him. Amen? Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so excited for our baptisms today, Lord. And we thank you for what you are doing in the lives of our young people. God, we ask you to bless them for that step that they're taking. Lord, we ask that they continue on that path. And Lord, we ask that you make them a witness for you and what you can do in the lives of others. Lord, we ask you to prosper them. We ask you to prosper our young people. God, today we just lift up our entire youth group. We thank you for them, Lord. For our young people are the future leaders of the church. And we thank you for those young people today, Lord. Lord, we started out today praying for those in the church that are hurting physically with illnesses and sickness. We continue to lift them up today, Lord. There are many in the church body today, Lord, that are suffering. They are waiting for their healing. Lord, I pray as we wait for healing that you would also help us recognize deliverance. Help us recognize when you have delivered us and we just don't see it as deliverance. Because we had a different look that we were expecting. God, help us to understand. Help us to understand that that look is going to be what you have for us. And Father, finally today we just ask you to show this story of Daniel strong about the things we need to look for, be observant of, and be prepared for in our lives. Lord, that we set expectations out for how we will serve you and we stick to those. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this great day, Lord. We thank you for continuing a celebration as your body of believers today, Lord. And we just lift up these young people that have been baptized. Lord, we lift up this church. And Lord, we just want to serve you in any way we can. And we want to have right hearts. Let us be light and salt to those we come in contact with in this next week. And just protect us, Lord, as we go out there and have to face the enemy again. In Jesus' name, amen.